Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
I didn't care to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Yo Mama.
You're listening to episode Foul. Fuck. It's like I haven't done this in about 14 years. You're listening to episode 643, recorded out of Chicago, Rogers Park area. A very important podcast where we talk about very important things like periods, water intake,
and cock.
And cock. And cock intake. So you guys, Roger's back.
Yes, he, I am back.
He went on vacation as a Latino and came back as an Indian. Like, not American Indian, but like Middle East Indian.
You're so
or
stupid.
Actually, I guess Asian Indian is what it would be.
I was going to say, are you talking about like Indian from India?
So tan.
I know. I don't. I'm like super
tan. It's weird. I don't think I've ever seen you. You were not that tan last year when you came back.
No, I was not. I was not this tan. But I also didn't spend a lot of time like in the like. No, actually, I did spend a lot more time in the pool and the
closer to the mic.
I actually didn't spend as much time in the sun.
I know what that means, girl. Wait, I was watching.
No, that's not even true because I got more dick this time than I did the last time.
I was watching Gay Drunk Day Drunk Gays.
Yeah.
You know the video? Uh-huh. And their last one is like when they say something, they're like, respect. So I know what you're saying. Respect.
I mean, just trying to, you know, put me out there.
RC like Martinez sort of called it. He was like, ooh. His butthole's healing.
That's funny because my butthole looks just as brown. yes, I went on vacation for my birthday, and yeah, it was fun. It was very different from the last trip that I took there. But it was fun. I met some really cool people while I was down there. Not to say they didn't meet cool people this year, but it was just last year was like there was a group of people that were there that arrived like a day or two before I did.
Uh-huh.
And so because we arrived kind of around the same time, we were all able to like hang out, and they were all kind of like the same age group as me, and they were all leaving around the same time I was leaving, so it was kind of like we all just sort of bonded during that week.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. This year, I did meet a few people, and they were fun. I had a great time. The guy that I met on Saturday, like him and I hung out the remainder of the
was 3 days. There by himself too?
Yeah, he was visiting people in Florida, like friends.
Oh, okay.
And then he drove down and was staying there until he left on Tuesday. In the morning,
and you went to a small gay resort, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A nude resort, yes.
Is it in Wilton Manors? Is it that one?
No.
Oh, okay. Did you go to Wilton Manors?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Girl, I did some clubbing.
Did you go to Gay Mart?
No. I'm gay, but not that gay.
I like that. I forget the name of it, but that huge club that's in that shopping center.
Alibi?
Yeah. That's it. George's Alibi, right?
Yeah, Alibi. It's Alibi and Hunters. And so on Sunday night, my friend Tom, him and I, we hung out most of the day. And we ended up going to there. He was like, hey, I want to go out dancing. And tonight at Hunters is like 70s music. And I'm like, I'll think about it.
I like 70s.
Well, I do too. But uh-huh. I was just like, you know me, I don't really go clubbing here, much less on vacation. Because like, this vacation was, you know, from my room to the pool to the jacuzzi to my room to the pool to the jacuzzi. Like,
and You forgot some rooms. You forgot some rooms.
Why? When there's a steam room.
Anyway, so he was like, let's go. I really want to go. I don't want to go by myself. And he's like, I really, you know, like, I like your energy. He's like, I know we'd have a good time. And I'm like, I was like, I
well, want you if here. You had that attitude, then I'm sure that was so much fun.
Yeah. He was like, I was like, all right. I'm like, I'll think about it. He's like, well, just meet me here. He's like, if you want to go, meet me here at 6:30. And he's like, well, because we were going to go to dinner first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, come on now. No, nobody goes dancing at 6:30 unless it's in the morning.
Right. And they're leaving the club.
Right.
No. So he's like, and I was like, I'll think about it. And so I walked back to my room and I, of course, like I went at like.
Start practicing your 70s music dances. Right.
No, I was like, for some reason, my body just decided that it was going to have the shits the entire time I was down there. Mm-hmm. So no bottoming
so for me. So you're on your period.
Right. Exactly. So there was no bottoming for me. And so I was like, him hawing around. I'm like, oh, I really don't want to go because I'm like, I'd rather stay here and suck dick. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to go. So then he's, so finally I'm like, as I'm like, I don't want to go.
As you're finishing sucking dick.
No. I'm like, I don't want to go. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, what am I going to wear? Mm-hmm. And I'm like getting ready in the shower and everything. Right. So I knew I was going to go. And I was like, you know, it'll be fun. Like, I haven't done it in a long time. I really wanted a drink. And so we ended up going to the Asian restaurant. It's like a Thai restaurant that's right next door to Alibi.
Right. Is the coffee shop still there too?
Yes, there is a coffee shop. It's
between there, right? The Thai restaurant, the
I coffee think so, shop. But it's like really okay. small. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think it's still there.
Oh my God, I can't believe that was like 10 years ago. That
you went there?
Well, that I would literally get off work at Publix at Friday at 4 o'clock
and drive down
to Fort Lauderdale. And I did that probably, I at least did it probably for 6 months.
Really? Well, how long?
Because I was kind of seeing someone while I was down
there. Oh, how far is it from Lakeland?
It's about 3 hour drive. It's not bad.
No, that's not bad. Cause you kind of get
the in there, longest like- part is getting to the toll road.
Oh, got it.
That was the longest part getting there. It took more
to get there,
like to get there, and then it was just pretty much just
yeah, straight drive
there.
I will say that let me finish that story. So we go to dinner first, and then we're talking, having a good time. We go over to Hunter's.
You had some Thai food.
Yes, like, it was so amazing. I mean, that place is actually really good, and their sushi is amazing. Mm-hmm. So then we go over to Hunter's, and it's got 70s music. And like initially the whole thing was like, I'm only going to have three drinks. And I was like, okay. I was like, that's cool. Like, we can have three drinks. We'll go to Hunter's. We'll dance a little bit. We'll come back to the hotel and we'll go swimming in the pool, whatever. Yeah, that didn't happen. We went to Hunter's and we had like, by the time we got to Hunter's, we had three drinks there. We were dancing. We were kind of like, we're having a really good time. The music was amazing. We were having a lot of time. We saw someone that looked like Andy Warhol. So like, if Andy Warhol was alive and old, this is what he would look like. Okay. And you just saw him, you're like, whatever you envision Andy Warhol looking like. Did he have 70s
clothes on? Like all that stuff?
No, but he was like, okay, first of all, and you could probably attest to this, a lot of people in Fort Lauderdale are old. And I'm not saying like, I should say they're older.
Not like 50s old, but like 700 years old. Yeah.
It's like they shipped all the mummies over there.
And
they were still walking. Right. Yes. Well, there's a whole like inside joke that Tropicana is the bar that's at the end of the like strip of the gay strip, because the strip goes forever. But at the end of the gay strip, that's where if you want to find.
Is it Tropicana or Tropics?
Tropics.
Okay.
Tropic. Something tropic. Yeah. And it's like, if you go there, like, that's a place that you don't want to pay for anything. So, because you have daddies that'll pay for you there.
Right.
And we're not talking like 40, 50 year old daddies. We're talking about like 70, 80 year old daddies. Which I should have thought about, because maybe I could have found me a will. Damn. Maybe next time. So anyways, so we're dancing, and it's really hot. Fucking air
conditioner. It's always hot.
Like, the fucking air conditioner. It's never worked. It's like, why are you, like, I just don't get it. Like,
throw some fans. Why are you running?
Just. I mean, like, everyone, first of all, there you have about 80,000 homos squeezed into this tiny little dance floor, and they're playing 70s music. I saw two things that I just thought, damn, these motherfuckers are like the Energizer Bunnies.
Did you see somebody doing coke off someone's dick?
No,
that would have been funny. There.
I would have been like, "Ooh, can I get a bump?
Can I get a bump? Can I get a booty bump?"
That's something completely different. Anyway, so there was a guy. There was, you know, because they had boxes. Well, not boxes. They were really like tables, like in the middle of the dance floor where people were dancing. And on one of them, he had to have been at least 90. I felt like
not at least 90.
No, he was in his 90s.
He was older than the table that he was standing on. Probably.
Or he built that fucking table. That's why he's standing on it. No, but he was literally going. Like, he was like,
just.
And he was like dancing. And if, I'm like, I was like, that. I thought to myself, I'm like, oh my God, that's going to be us when. We're that age, dancing to like Madonna and Janet. Like,
I wish at that age I would be able to stand on a table.
Well, it could be reinforced on the floor.
It could be like the Asian tables that are really low to the ground. That's so like a step. I could like almost break open my blood clot to lift my leg up because I'm so fat.
Okay, I'm 500 and I'm stuck in my house. Anyway, so we like
yogurt grape.
So that was the first thing, and then of course the Andy Warhol thing. So the one thing that you need to remember, as I was saying about Fort Lauderdale, is there's a lot of older people, and I felt like when I walked into Hunters and listening to 70s music, I literally felt like I was walking into a time warp where they were young and we were old and they were all dancing their youth. And I'm sick, because literally the dance floor was filled with nothing but older people.
Mm-hmm.
They had to at least been above 60. Most of the people that was in the crowd dancing, which is nice because, you know, they were all like, oh my God. That's why I was like,
oh my God, were they like, like crop dusting, you know how old people do. Like they just don't care.
You know, fatty. No, I think that's just because he swings his balls. It's like a scent that comes out. No, I think it was. It was. I don't know. It was really interesting to see that. So we were really hot. So then we were like, let's go to Alibi because let's just have one more drink and we'll chill out. We go to the Alibi.
Don't leave.
It's like a fucking meat locker in there. So we were like, oh, yes, ma'am. We were sitting there like two fucking menopausal women like, oh, this feels good up in here. And like,
because it feels cool and there's a lot of meat.
Well, our bartender, he's friends with me on Facebook and on Growler. And so I've seen his glory hole. And
can I see it?
It's not on there anymore. He changed the pictures. The only why.
I'll take a look at his face at least.
So anyway, so he's serving us. We're having a good time. We have about another. He has one more drink. I have two, and we're sitting blah 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 talking, and then he's like, "Let's go back for one more dance." And I was like, "All right, but if we go back there, we're gonna go to Ramrod because everyone was talking about the Ramrod."
I can't even talk about when I went there.
Did you do something bad? You nasty hoe. Who's that in that nasty ramrod?
Nasty hoe.
Anyway, he's like, all right, fine. He's like, but we're not going to, I'm not going to drink anymore. He goes, we're not going to drink
anymore.
There's
no dancing at Ramrod.
Oh, there's dancing. Oh. But it ain't the kind of dancing that you do by a choreographer.
It is not.
Anyway, well,
yeah, maybe.
So then we go back to Hunters. We dance one more dance. And then I felt like Donna Summer was writing the evening. So then So then we get into the car and we drive to the Ramrod. And the only way that I can explain the Ramrod is think of it as if you're going into a photography studio where they develop the film and it's really pitch black and all you see is like glowing, like, because there's white in there, so you see the glowing things from the white. That's all you see.
It's pretty much like an eagle.
It is. It's, I think it's a little dirtier than an eagle. I think it's like Touche.
Yes.
But everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes, honey.
Not just over in this section and not just over in this section.
No, it's in the entire all sections. Your sections. Well, okay, so the way I'm going to explain, this is the best, I think this is probably the best description. It's a pig pen with a bar in the middle. That's the best description.
And it takes literally forever to get a drink.
It literally, and they only take cash.
Right.
Because you know they're doing some shit illegal.
Hashtag rude. Rude.
So we get there. And I, you know, of course, I've never been there. And some of the, there was two daddies that were staying.
It was your first time.
It was the first time. There were two daddies that were staying at the resort with us. And oh my God, they were both very good looking, like daddy good looking. Mm-hmm. One was, you could tell one was a little bit older than the other. And the one that was young, oh my God, he was so hot. And he had a beautiful dick. And his ass was like, you can bust a quarter off that motherfucker. Because of course they were naked. Well, right. He was naked. The other guy wasn't. And the best part about it, these motherfuckers own a butterfly estate. So like it, where they're in Fort Myers and they have this like butterfly, like it's like they own a restaurant, but they also own like this butterfly exhibit. So it's like they cultivate butterflies in I guess like
I forget what it's called. It's a butterfly. They kind of have like the same thing for birds. Like it's like in a big cage and you can go in and you can like hold your finger out and they land on your finger.
Yes,
and
but this is like huge. Like this is like, I mean, he said it was really, and so I, you know, he showed me, it was really funny because I guess he worked at like as a marine.
Let me show you my dick.
Why had I already seen
butterfly?
That? Like, do you see the butterfly in it? I'm like, what? Can I lick that butterfly?
I can't touch a butterfly's wings. Butterfly. So, I can't even talk.
So then, so they were actually very nice, but they were telling us about the Ramrod, and they were like, "No, you should go. Like you, I think because he looked at me and he was like, "I think you would have a lot of fun there." And I was like,
"Who dare you,
little old me? Do you know how old I am? 27. I was like, I've never seen
I'm
a thing.
23 and never been touched.
I was like, no. And he's like, you should just go. He's like, you'll if nothing else, it's an experience. And I was like, okay. He's like, you could check it off of a list.
It's an experience.
So we get there and I'm like, it's not so bad. Like we walked in and we were like, okay, I could tell by the smell that it was a pigsty. And but they had told me all these like stories and like, you know, there was guys
like film porns and stuff there.
So my friend who lives in Florida, who I hung out with on Friday, he told me a little bit about the Ramrod before. He's like, oh yeah, he's like, I've gone there on like a Thursday and like the afternoon and some guy's being fisted on the fucking pool table. And I'm like, no.
Awesome.
When can I apply? When can I stay there?
I thought the felt on the pool table was usually green.
No, that's the inside of your ass.
Why is my pool stick brown?
So gross. Anyways, so yeah, so like we went there, we walked around. I mean, people were like touching me, like fucking all over
did
the place.
Did you go outside?
Yeah, that's why.
The back area?
Uh-huh. That's... There was a guy getting his cock sucked. And I mean, so nothing that I haven't seen before.
So
I mean,
let's talk about something more important.
What?
Did you like your public sub?
Did I like the public?
Public sub.
Well, I got the Cuban, so I don't...
Did you like it? Did you get it pressed in butter?
I thought they did it automatically. I don't know. I had to ask for that.
Was it pressed in butter? Probably. I don't think it was.
I don't think it was.
You got to ask for that.
Oh, see, I didn't know. Oh, because but it was good, but it was a lot of bread. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to like towards
it. They didn't press it?
No.
At all? Oh, that's a problem. Well, that's stupid because all Cubans are press sandwiches.
That's what I thought too. Well, I think she pressed it, but it wasn't like it. She didn't flatten it. Mm-hmm. Like she just probably like pressed it enough so that it cooked. Mm,
that's rude.
But I was like, it was good, but at like towards like halfway, like I'm like, I was gagging because it was too much bread. Like it was the bread was kind of bready. So if that makes any sense. So I went to a sex party on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
There was a friend of mine who I met on the first time I went to Fort Lauderdale, who we had an awesome night of play. Mm-hmm. And so he and his partner throw these gatherings every month on the second Saturday of the month. And he's the last time I went, he wanted me to go. And he's like, you should come. It's a lot of fun. He's like, you know, last year when you were here, it was raining really bad. He's like, so a lot of people didn't come out. And we ended up having to close it down because it was just.
What's your friend's first name?
I'm not going to say it here.
Okay.
But
I just. Because you know, I know people down there. So.
Oh.
I mean, go ahead.
It starts with the B. And he doesn't live in Fort Lauderdale. Okay. He lives in Miami.
Okay.
Anyways, so. Oh,
so he's a drug trafficker.
Yeah. Actually, he's not. He's a part. He's a part of the March of Dimes family.
Oh, so the people who created. A drug trafficker.
Right. Anyway, so I was like, all right, I'll give it a go. I was like.
And you went.
I'm like, I'm not. Okay, first of all.
Is it like the kind you go in the front door and they're like, take off all your clothes and put it in this bag?
No. I would have been mortified if I had to do that.
Right.
I'd have been like, and I'm done.
Because
I've heard. Right. You've heard as you were standing and waiting in line to get in? Anyway, so I was, again, I was him hung around. I was like, I don't want to go. So I ended up going. And I was okay. So here's the thing that I don't like about like bear runs like that, because it's a bear event. Like it's a bear, you know. The thing that I don't like about these is that it can really be a hit or miss, and a lot of the times.
Do you mind if I just periscope a little bit?
Oh,
just a little. No, bit.
I'm feeling really like fat and bloated.
I'll just do up here.
Okay. Hi.
Wait. Now we're on.
Hey.
So go ahead.
It's boo-boo.
We're doing a little show right now. So Roger's going to tell a little bit of a story and then we'll just turn this off. So.
Anyway, so we did the, so the thing with the bear runs is that it's a hit or miss if it's not like a popular one.
Uh-huh.
And there's two things that come out with a bear run.
Okay.
There's people who are doing drugs, right? Which is pretty much any normal party.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the really fat old hairy men that don't have a sex life outside of these second Saturday parties.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I hate to say that because whatever.
You're it so sounds, judgmental.
It sounds judgmental and mean, but it's a fact.
Just say who we are real quick. Because some
hey,
people
we're Foul Monkeys. This is Roger, a.k.a. Boo Boo, your mom,
it's
your
a nightmare. Podcast.
It's a podcast.
We're recording right now. But
listen to
you're
us.
You're watching.
And the person holding the camera
me
is Ricky. Anyway, and we're from Chicago. Chicago. All right. So I'm, you know, I was a little hesitant because I knew that that was what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
What happened?
First of all, it took me about almost 45 minutes to find a fucking parking spot over there.
Oh.
Because it's right by the beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then once I found a parking spot, I'm like, fuck, now I got to walk over there. So I walk over there and I enter this place. It was so disgusting.
Wait, tell me about it. Why is it disgusting?
Well, the hotel itself is more like, I later found out that people that are local from there say.
Oh, someone said fag. Say hi.
Oh, hey, fag. I was like, all right, whatever. And I pay my $20 and I get the lucky key and lock 69. just like he's like picked out a random key for my locker and he's like, oh, you get
wait, this place had lockers?
Yes.
A residence?
Yeah. Huh?
It's a residence?
No, this is like a hotel. It's a hotel.
Oh, it was at the place you were staying.
No, it was at a different hotel by the beach. But anyway, mm-hmm. so I later found out that locals consider that place like a motel, which then makes sense because if you saw this place, you'd be like, this is disgusting. Like,
so it's like a Motel 6.
A little bit more upscale. Someone wrote something. Oh. A little more upscale than in a Motel 6, but yes.
It's like a Super 8. Yeah.
It's like a 10. It's like a Super 10.
It's like a Hojo.
Oh my God, everybody. We love a Hojo. Anyways.
There's only two people watching. I guess we were boring. Or we're too gay for them.
Oh, well.
Sorry. Bye. We're going to leave. Bye.
Anyways, so we, so I end up, so I'm like, I was told this was a nude party. Like, everyone had to be nude.
Uh-huh.
So I took off everything off and I had a towel. I didn't, like, so I wrapped a towel around my waist. Now, look, ain't nobody got time to show their biscuits, but I was told that this was a nude party. Why were there people walking around with shorts on?
Mm-mm.
And I just felt really out of place. One, so there was about maybe three or four guys that were kind of attractive that I would have hooked up with. But out of those three or four guys, there's this guy that walked in that was gorgeous. Like,
totes gorge.
Body, nice little ass. And I was just like, and I'll show you a picture of him.
Oh, you got a picture?
Because I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
Do bitch, I need to walk over?
Bitch, no, I'll turn him around.
Oh, okay.
But I want to show you like a full length picture.
Mm-hmm.
So you see what I saw and his cock.
Oh.
This walked in. And I'll show you who else walked in with him.
Is he a porn star?
I don't know. But he's got like, he's likes daddies. So, I mean, that, look at fucking, how hot is that? This was literally.
That's why I hated living in Florida.
This was literally hands, like I touched his ass. It was so hot.
Oh.
Yeah. I wanted to fucking do nasty things to him. But anyway.
This is like the dirtiest podcast ever.
Oh, that's it. I haven't even told you this.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, so he walked in with his friends and I was just like, all right, like whatever. Like it's cool. You know, his friends were not as attractive as he was, but they were all thin. Tell me why. I'm not going to tell you everything out of the party because you probably already figured it's a gross party.
Uh-huh.
Tell me why this motherfucker was trying to hook up with someone that looked like Jabba the Hutt. I literally was sitting on the lawn chair and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Is what is wrong with me? This is the reason why I have fucking issues with my confidence. Why is it that Jabba the Hutt looking motherfucker can get that? Like,
well, first you need update your profile on whatever thing.
I took it down because someone else, oddly funny enough, someone else messaged me and he was like, you know, your profile description is really negative.
Wait, someone on the service or someone that listened?
No. Someone like on Scruff.
Thank God someone messaged you.
Yeah. He was like, I'm not trying to be a dick. He's like, but that's really negative. And I was like, but it got you to talk to me, didn't it?
And now he's like, ugh.
No, we talked. It's fine.
So whatever. Can you read the update when we're done? You can read the update.
Oh, all I did was just ask. I'll tell you anything. Like that's, it was very simple. Okay. Like I'm like, I'll go back and add something more positive, if you will.
Thank God. I'm so happy for you. Because when you read that to me, I was like, oh.
Well, I reread it again.
And then you did that?
Well, you know, at the time I wrote it, it was coming from a very like hurt place, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, we're moving along because we already talked about that. But anyway, so he walks in and he literally, everyone was gravitating.
Duh.
And so I was just kind of disgusted. So I ended up leaving. But yeah, that was like, ugh. I was just like, I can't deal with that. So I ended up finding him on Growler. Mm. And then I was like, this mother, I know this is him. And then I ended up finding him on somewhere else. And then that's when I found him on Facebook. And I was like, oh my God, that's him. I was like, God damn, I know. So I have a good eye. Good motherfucking eye. I will tell you to kind of close out this whole Florida trip for my birthday. It was a very different experience than it was from the last time. I did hang out with two friends of mine from Facebook as well. They were awesome. All the people that I met were very lovely. It was a great trip. It was just very different from the last one, which I was hoping that it would have been like the last one, but it was good nonetheless. It's very relaxing. It made a huge difference to have a car, because the last two times I didn't have one, and it would have been really expensive if I took like the taxi. Excuse me. And the grasshopper won't take you anywhere if it's raining. Mm-hmm. Like, they have to wait like half an hour after it rains before they take you anywhere. Because, you know, in Florida, even if it's half an hour and it hasn't rained after it rained, it's like you can get like more, right. more rain. Ramrod was fun. We ended up leaving there at like 1:30, close to 1:30. It was a good time. I had a great time. I came back and
And you're real tan.
Well, I do have to say that I did use the tanning lotion that I got from the tanning salon, because she told me that I could use it both in the tanning booth and outside. So I think that added a color, more color than I would probably have normally been.
It's a lot of color, though. You walked in, I thought I was going to have to call the police.
You know what, though? I thought I look a little bit more Indian red, like
American Indian,
like Mayan, like like indigenous, oh, like my people, like, indigenous. Yeah. Like, look how fucking dark that is. Like,
no, your arms are like that one. It's like, wow.
I mean, yeah, it's.
That's difference. Look at my tan.
Look, so you see? get a peachy tan.
Yeah, it's basically nice. I grow freckles.
Yeah. You're like, and no, that shows you the difference.
I got muchas pecas.
Pecas.
All right, so let's finish this. We're at 32 minutes. We'll do another 30-minute show.
Okay.
And we got a few things to talk about, like pop culture stuff.
Yes.
And all that good stuff. So this is Ricky.
And this is your mama.
Your brown mama.
Anyways.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys, and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
And play the intro to see if it's what it sounds like.